From inflation to rising interest rates, it's been hard navigating the markets this year. Amid this volatility, one constant is the challenge of finding the right income strategy. At Global X ETFs, our products look beyond traditional fixed income, offering solutions for investors seeking to increase or diversify the yield potential of their portfolio. Visit globalxetfs.com/income to learn more.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, August 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Inflation Reduction Act signed into law last week features tax credits for people who purchase electric vehicles. But the devil's in the details. And if you want to get an EV off the lot, there are ways to do it that'll put more money in your pocket.
The maximum tax credit is still $7,500 for new electric vehicles. So fast-tracking your purchase can help you score these savings because the law also puts in new restrictions as of January 1st.
Coming up, we'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Ashley Ebling, about those restrictions and how you can get around them. That's after the break. One way the new Federal Inflation Reduction Act focuses on climate is incentives in the form of tax credits for people who buy electric vehicles. But with those new potential dollars in your pocket come a new slate of rules governing who's eligible. So where does the government draw the line? WSJ personal finance reporter Ashley Ebling has been going through the maze of numbers and stipulations, and she's here to clear things up. Hey, Ashley, thanks for being with us.
Hi, JR. Thanks for having me.
So, Ashley, there are a lot of moving parts here. So let's take this one step at a time. First of all, what's not changing under the new rules?
Well, what's huge is the maximum tax credit is still $7,500 for new electric vehicles. That applies to purchases made between August 16th, the day the bill was signed into law, going forward for 10 years. So fast-tracking your purchase can help you score these savings because the law also puts in new restrictions as of January 1st.
Yeah, I want to get to some of those changes in a moment. But does this mean that any EV purchased in that period qualifies for the tax credits?
There's one restriction that kicks in right on August 16th, and that limits the credits to vehicles with final assembly in North America. How do you know that? How do you know where your car was assembled? It's not always easy. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has put up on their website something called a VIN decoder, and you can type in your vehicle ID number of a car you bought or plan to buy. But there's something tricky when it comes to Tesla vehicles, for example, because manufacturing caps still apply. So that's an old rule that still applies. No credits are available for manufacturers such as Tesla that have already reached 200,000 EV sales.
Now, earlier you mentioned that under the new law, these credits went into effect on the 16th. What if somebody purchased their EV before August 16th?
So the new law does have good news for those people. They're called transition or grandfathering rules. EV buyers who entered into a binding contract to buy a new EV before August 16th can still claim the credit based on the old rules, even if they take the possession of the vehicle later after August 16th. And an example would be an electric Mini Cooper manufactured in England, bought in the spring and expected to be delivered in September, would still qualify for the tax credit.
And what about people who bought a used EV?
Well, this is good news for used car buyers. Starting in January, there's a new tax credit for people who buy used EVs. And that tax credit is up to $4,000 or 30% of the sales price, whichever is less.
Now, we've talked about how the tax credit will be in effect for the next 10 years and how some rules will kick in come January. Are there any other changes to watch out for as time goes on?
The manufacturing caps are lifted as of 2023, so some Teslas will qualify again. But there's always a but with these tax laws. Price caps and income limits kick in, and also new rules around battery components that's going to limit the number of vehicles that qualify. So the Department of Energy is expected to put out a new list to help clarify which vehicles qualify to help consumers. The price caps for new EVs, the price caps are $80,000 for pickups, SUVs, and vans, and $55,000 for other vehicles. And for used EVs, they can't cost more than $25,000. They have to be at least 2 years old, and they must be bought at a dealer in order to get the credit.
So let's talk more about who's allowed to get these credits. Does this new law put any limits on who's eligible for them?
Yes, the law does put in new household income caps starting January 1st. For new EVs, no credit will be allowed for an individual taxpayer whose modified adjusted gross income is more than $150,000, and it would be $300,000 for joint filers. For used EVs, the household limits are lower. No credit will be allowed for an individual taxpayer whose income is over $75,000, and for joint filers, it's $150,000. And the idea behind those income caps is they're figuring that higher income people would buy these cars anyway, and they're trying to incentivize it for lower and moderate income households. And again, since these rules go into effect in January, fast-tracking your purchase to this year, 2022, could help you get these savings if you're over the limits.
You know, Ashleya, given the way that inflation is eating through income these days, many people making $150,000 or more could still put those savings to good use. Are there ways they can still be eligible for the tax credits?
I spoke to two tax pros on this point, and if you're hovering over the income limits, even $10,000, $20,000 over the income limits, taxpayers still can benefit from the tax credit with the right tax planning. One powerful way to do that would be to contribute to a pre-tax 401k retirement account or a health savings account. And if assuming you're already contributing, hopefully, then you would just boost your contributions. Another way to do this would be to max out workplace dependent care benefit and commuter benefit accounts.
Now, we've been talking about EV incentives from the federal government, but we've heard about incentives at the state level. What's the latest on that?
So this is super important. Even if you don't qualify for the federal credit, don't give up because states have numerous incentives for EV purchases. Plug in America, a nonprofit EV advocacy group, they have this great zip code search button on their website where you can search for state and local tax incentives. And the one of Tax Pro I talked to, she had a New Jersey client who didn't get the federal credit because he bought a Tesla, but he still got a $2,000 state rebate. So a little extra research can go a long way.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleya Ebling. Ashleya, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
I'm Paul Jugot, and you can join me, Kim Strassel, Kyle Peterson, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.